What up? What up?
The bitch is back.
Yeah, she's right. I'm back.
She got fresh hair and everything.
Back again. We're back together for our regularly scheduled programming. We are talking self-sabotage this week. Ever heard of it?
Oh, I've done it.
Me too.
So yeah.
Self-sabotaging is my love language.
Right.
It's how I love myself. Anyway, guys, you know the drill. Grab your snack, get comfy, and let's get into it.
Oh my god. 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 So, Cosine, I have a question. Have you ever caught yourself asking, why do I keep doing this? How does this keep happening to me? You might ask yourself these questions when you feel trapped in patterns that create problems in your life and keep you from achieving your goals. You try and try to change these patterns, but somehow you end up in the same place again and again. If this sounds familiar, you could be sabotaging your own damn self.
Yep, sounds familiar.
So what is self-sabotage? Self-sabotage refers to behaviors or thought patterns that hold you back and prevent you from doing what you want to do. Simply put, self-sabotaging is a self-destructive behavior that involves one practicing behaviors that stonewalls and puts up fences against achieving goals, aspirations, and undermining self-worth and deeds. You can sabotage yourself in all kinds of different ways, right? Some are obvious, but others are a little bit harder to recognize.
So self-sabotage can look like a few things. Blaming others when things go wrong. Sometimes bad things just happen and it's nobody's fault. And yes, we know situations might strictly be the fault of someone else. That's not always the case. If you tend to find fault in anyone or anything but yourself whenever you face difficulties, you might want to take a closer look at your reflection and the part of you that played in whatever happened, right? For example, say your partner has certain relationship behaviors that affect both of you negatively. So you decide they won't ever change and you break up with them. You may feel good about the breakup because maybe their unwillingness to change kept you from moving forward together. Your friends may also agree you did the right thing. But if you don't take time to explore how you might have contributed to some of those issues in that relationship, you self-sabotage your chance to learn and grow from said experience.
And another one is choosing to walk away when things don't go smoothly. There's nothing wrong with moving on from situations that don't meet your needs. And sometimes this may be the best choice for everyone involved in the situation anyway. But it's also important to take a step back and ask yourself if you really even made an effort. For example, maybe you can't seem to stay in a job for very long. Even if your reasons were valid for leaving these jobs, patterns can have something more to them than meets the eye. Doubts about your own ability to succeed could lead you to do things that disrupt your performance or keep you from thriving at work. It may be hard, but working through challenges and problems helps you grow. When you give up before you've put in any effort at all, you probably won't learn how to make different choices in the future.
Right, and sometimes people like that intentionally look for something bad.
Right.
So they don't have to work.
Absolutely.
Or stay at that job. Which is another form of sabotage. Next, we have procrastination. We're probably all been guilty of it at some point. Have you ever found yourself stuck when faced with an important task? You're not alone. For example, you've prepared, done all your research, and sat down to get started, only to find that you just can't begin. Your motivation has completely disappeared, so you avoid the task by cleaning your house, scrolling through social media, starting a Netflix marathon. Sounds familiar. Procrastination can happen for no apparent reason, but typically it has an underlying cause, like feeling overwhelmed by what you have to do, trouble managing your time, doubting your own ability or skills. So if you catch yourself always waiting to the last minute to do something because some people just work that way. I'll give it to them.
I can relate.
Some people like the thrill of, oh, am I going to get it done? Am I not going to get it done? And then some people just are lazy.
Yeah, that's true. So your next one is picking fights with friends or partners. You can undermine yourself and harm your relationships in a number of ways. An example would be, maybe you're always ready to argue, even over things that don't even matter. Or maybe you do things that provoke reactions. But on another side of this, if you get offended easily or take things personally, whether they're directed at you or not, you may have a hard time talking about your feelings, especially when you're upset. So you resort to being passive aggressive instead of effective communication methods that actually work.
Right. This next one is just too loud for me. Another form of self-sabotage is dating people who are not right for you.
Triggered.
Self-sabotaging behaviors can easily appear in relationships. Dating people who do not check all of your boxes is one common type of relationship self-sabotage. You might keep dating a similar type of person, although your relationships keep ending badly. You might try to make things work with a partner who has very different goals for the future, or you might stay in a relationship that's literally going nowhere. An example, maybe you have been monogamous, but you keep developing attractions to non-monogamous people. You give non-monogamy a try, but end up frustrated and hurt every single time. Or you want kids, your partner doesn't. Everything else is working, so you stay in the relationship, secretly hoping that they will change their mind. By falling into these patterns, you're preventing yourself from finding someone who's a better match for you long term.
Little sidebar, most of the time, we've talked about this before. If someone tells you something about themselves, believe them.
Believe it.
If someone tells you, I don't want children, believe them.
If someone has told you, I haven't managed to not cheat in every relationship, they cheat
them.
They a cheater, baby. Why do you think you're going to be able to change them? That might be the exception.
I don't know. It's a huge red flag if someone tells you directly, hey, I'm not good at commitment. I don't want children. I cheat in my relationships.
I don't want to get married.
Anything, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Please believe them.
I don't like to work, so I'm not. Well.
Or if they just tell you, hey, I'm lazy.
Believe them.
Because I've heard this. Believe them. Okay. Next one, trouble stating your own needs. If you have a hard time speaking up for yourself, you're going to have a hard time getting all of your needs met, sis.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Okay?
We don't have time for it.
This can happen in a lot of situations, such as family situations, friendships, at work, romantic relationships, or just in everyday interactions in general. It may be hard at times, but it's important to speak up and be honest about what you need and expect from any relationship that you have in your life.
Exactly. Up next, gaslighting. We talk about this quite often. Usually, gaslighting refers to someone trying to manipulate another person into questioning their sanity. However, people who self-sabotage need no one to gaslight them as they are successfully doing it to themselves. They are constantly projecting ill things onto themselves, they question everything they do, and they are quick to consider themselves as wrong or not good enough.
Absolutely. And then the victim mentality.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
get on out of here.
Victim mentality.
Bye-bye.
One way or another, we all have come across people who tend to hand the victim card on every single occasion.
Mm.
I've known them. I'm sure you can relate. While some do this to guilt trip the other party, some others do this as a result of self-sabotaging behaviors. They consider themselves the victims in situations because they doubt their own self-worth.
Yeah. Putting yourself down. That's another form of self-sabotaging. People tend to set much higher standards for themselves than they do for other people. When you fail to meet your own standards, you tend to give yourself some pretty harsh feedback. Like, I can't do anything right. I won't make it, so why should I bother? Or, wow, I really messed up. I'm terrible at this. Whether you criticize yourself in front of others or have a habit of negative self-talk, the same thing can happen. Your words will eventually be taken as truth. Believing these criticisms promote an attitude of self-doubt and self-defeat and keeps you from wanting to try again. Sometimes this will make you give up even before you begin.
Big one, giving up before you even begin.
I'm pretty hard on myself, and yeah. I think all of us can be pretty self-critical, but that's clearly a form of self-sabotage, so stop it. Don't believe everything you think.
We're back. So, now that we've covered what self-sabotage actually is and what it can look like. We're going to dive into some causes and reasons why we self-sabotage, as well as some helpful tips to stopping it altogether.
So why we self-sabotage, what causes it? Self-sabotage happens when you do certain things that helped you adapt to a certain situation but are no longer necessary in your current life. These behaviors may have helped you deal with a previous situation like a traumatic childhood, toxic relationship, and survive the challenges that you faced there. They may have soothed you or defended you, but these methods of coping can cause major problems when your situations change. So before the break, we had mentioned the very last thing about being self-critical, criticism, all this stuff. I completely stand constructive criticism, right? I love to learn. I love to be better. However, it's important to know that the difference between constructive criticism and self-criticism, but I can be my own worst enemy too. I said this before. Self-criticism is a major sign of underlying psychological conditions, mostly stemming from past experiences, like we just said, family relationships, childhood, etc. So some of the biggest contributing factors.
So patterns learned in childhood. This is a big one, and I can relate to this one.
Yeah.
A good example is this. Maybe someone had a parent who never paid any attention to them unless they were angry. They know that it's not an enjoyable thing to make someone angry, but there may be something compelling about it because of this upbringing. Making people angry was the only way for them to get any attention. So naturally, they feel stuck in this pattern, and they might not even realize it.
Another contributing factor is past relationship dynamic. If you didn't feel supported or heard when asking for what you needed in previous relationships, romantic or otherwise, you may have a hard time communicating effectively in your current relationships. In situations where people have abusive partners or someone who simply just doesn't care about their thoughts and feelings, they may feel like they can't speak up for themselves. They stay quiet to protect them from their partner's anger, like anger or rejection. But when we do this as people, we don't learn to advocate for our own needs.
And then, of course, fear of failure, a big one. When you don't want to fail at something, you might unintentionally sabotage your own efforts to do well, which I am guilty of myself. Wanting to avoid failure can lead you to avoid trying at all. If you don't try, you can't fail, right? So your unconscious mind might present you with excuses and ways to sabotage yourself. For example, imagine you're in a new relationship that's going very well. So well that you start to believe it's only a matter of time before something happens to end it. It's the, this is too good, you tell yourself, or it just can't last, there's no way. You don't want to face the end, so you become distant from your partner, closing yourself off emotionally, and then you start starting arguments. It's almost like you're trying to bring out your own failure. That way you're not surprised when it actually happens.
Ooh. Relatable.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side of that, a fear of success. Some people have paranoia when it comes to being successful. They fear success. They fear being recognized, having their work seen or appreciated. Can't relate. It mostly comes from feeling unworthy.
Yeah, definitely. And then insecurity or lack of confidence, which is a huge part of every single category that we've read so far.
Yeah.
So as humans, sometimes we tend to just doubt ourselves. I feel like that's a natural thing.
Yeah.
It happens and it's okay. But as long as you don't do this every single time, lack of confidence is a very big deal, and it withholds people from truly believing in themselves.
Right, and just being yourself in general. Another one is fear of rejection and abandonment, which is pretty standard. I mean, it's human nature. No one wants to be rejected. No one wants to be left. So some people have been hurt one way or another. Most of us have, probably. Some have faced rejection, been abandoned by family, friends, loved ones. Hence, when friendships or relationships start to build, they self-sabotage it because they don't want to be hurt or rejected or abandoned again. So they would just be like, well, I'll just be by myself.
Right.
Just leave me alone. I don't want friends. I don't want this, that, and the third. They don't want those people to leave.
I've been like that, and I've known people like that. And then, of course, the fear of change, which I feel like is probably one of the most common ones out of all of these. Change is a difficult phase to go through. And change can be scary, and so many people fear change. Some turn down really great jobs because they're afraid of relocating to just a new city. Some remain in a toxic work environment because they're afraid to take the bold step to change careers. I feel like we can relate to mm-hmm. that. And due to this fear of change, people keep limiting and sabotaging themselves. Because in my opinion, it's easier to do this than face all of the fears that come with changing, growing, evolving. It's much easier to stay in your little hole that you're in than it is to move forward, because change is uncomfortable. Always.
Right. And it's easy to say, well, I've always been this way. Right. This is who I am. Mm-mm. I'm not buying that.
No, honey.
We're no longer using that as an excuse. Mm-mm. So how do you know if you are self-sabotaging? Many people are oblivious to their self-sabotaging behaviors because most times their behaviors happen unconsciously or subconsciously. It takes someone who has serious knowledge of self to realize when they are beginning to self-sabotage. We'd like to help you figure it out. That's what we're here for. If you have any self-sabotaging behaviors, let's start by answering the questions below.
Okay, so number one, do you procrastinate often?
Yes or no. Do you quit things just as you begin to succeed at them?
Or do you constantly think of other people's judgment before you do anything?
Do you frequently crave instant gratification?
Or do you blame it on bad luck or others when you fail at something?
Do you think you are far from salvation?
And do you hold back from living your best life, from falling in love, or just from chasing your dreams passionately?
Do you suffer from perfectionism?
Do you feel unloved and ashamed?
Or do you use alcohol or drugs to escape from your reality? What are your answers to those questions? And if you had more than two yeses, you might be a self-sabotager.
So some helpful tips to stop, okay? Let's stop doing this.
Let's do it today.
Okay? Helpful tips to stop. Number one, identify your triggers.
God, this could be a tricky one.
I'm going to say this again. Identify your triggers. I feel like this is one of the most important things in adulthood ever. We are firm believers if first unraveling the cause of a problem as a means of finding its solution.
Yeah.
Okay. So sure, self-sabotaging is bad, but it doesn't just happen like that. Certain things trigger it. So the first process to stop self-sabotaging behaviors is to identify what triggers what. These triggers differ from person to person. And you can do this by consciously noting when you practice any self-sabotaging act. Write down the events that have led up to that moment. And by doing these soon enough, you'll be able to identify whatever triggers you to self-sabotage or destruct yourself.
Right. And these tips, just throwing it out there, they do require a lot of self-reflection.
Yes.
A lot of self-realization. And that can even be scary. Who wants to look at themselves in the mirror and be like, bitch, you're the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're contributing to the problem.
Yeah, and I even read, when it comes to triggers, it's funny, I read this morning. It was a post saying, we need to stop expecting people not to trigger us.
Yeah.
Because it's not realistic. Okay? People don't know what your triggers are. People don't know what you've been through in your life, what has happened to you. So just going through life expecting that no one is ever going to trigger you is unrealistic. So we need to identify our triggers because those are our responsibilities. It's not anyone else's responsibility not to trigger us.
Yeah.
It is our responsibility to identify what triggers us and why, and figure out a healthy outlet for those triggers.
Yes. Next helpful tip, build your self-esteem. And this can be hard. This is not going to happen overnight, especially if you're someone with low self-esteem. But a lack of self-esteem is dangerous, and it makes one feel less and less than. It gives others leverage over you as you are constantly underselling yourself. Having a substantial amount of self-esteem, and this is not to say be cocky and be a dick and all this stuff, be entitled. This is just being a confident person, confident in who you are and what you bring to the table.
Yes.
Having a substantial amount of self-esteem is a necessary part of life. It makes you proactive. It makes you self-assertive. And taking the time to work on building your self-esteem, start believing that you're enough, building your self-awareness, building your confidence, all of these things make up self-esteem. So when you have self-esteem and confidence, you no longer believe that you're a fraud. Mm. You no longer start doubting yourself and your abilities. It significantly reduces your chances of self-sabotaging.
I love that. And then, of course, another hard one. Recognize your own self-worth.
These two go hand in hand.
Yes, they do. And I know we've already discussed self-esteem, but I feel a strong need to reiterate that there's a difference between self-esteem and self-worth. Huge difference.
They're sisters. They're related.
They're related. So self-worth is you acknowledging your greatness, okay?
And you're great.
It's you knowing your actual worth. So many people have self-esteem, but not many have self-worth at all.
Mm-hmm.
So hence, They don't rate themselves. They don't charge clients adequately for services offered, and they simply take the offer on the table. Ooh, let's talk about this for
don't
a second.
Take the offer that's on the table, baby.
Let's talk about always this for
counter.
A second.
Let's always counter.
You know, one thing that has always gotten under my skin to its deepest core.
To the depths okay, of my soul.
Is when a new friend is starting a business and
they're, or an old friend.
Yeah. And they're best friends. Can I get that for free? Because we're friends.
Can I get a discount?
That's not supporting friends.
No.
Can we just talk about that for a second?
I'm going to pay full price.
If I'm supporting one of my friend's new businesses, I am, for one, not asking for a discount. I'm definitely not asking for it for free. And I'm definitely not going to act like I'm entitled to a service because I know someone. Right. Okay? Let's learn how to support
don't
our
discount,
friends better.
Right. Don't discount yourself. And don't ask your friends to discount themselves or their services or what they're selling.
And
shame on you.
And I'm really big. Even if someone offers me a discount, I don't want that. I don't want that. If you're one of my best friends, I am offering to buy this because one, I probably love it and want it.
And believe in your business.
And two, because I believe in your business and I'm not coming to you to buy something because I need a discount or a favor or a handout. If you want to actually support your friends, then support them.
Right.
Period.
And you can support, let's say you don't want to buy, let's say they're selling something or they're buying or whatever the case may be. Maybe you don't have enough money to buy something without a discount. Support is free. Share
like, button.
Tell people about it. Word of mouth. Shout it from the rooftops. They will still appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Give them business by sharing their business.
Most businesses grow by word of mouth, so even if you can't support financially, do your friends a favor, okay? It's funny to me how we support the bigger businesses like Walmart and all Amazon, all this stuff, but then when our friends are doing something, we're like, oh my God, like that's so expensive.
Yeah.
Bro, come on.
You know why it's expensive? Because they're doing it by hand. They're not charging factory workers to do it for pennies on the dollar.
And there's actually quality.
Okay. We digress.
We did.
You can tell how we feel.
Yes.
Up next, helpful tip. Practice mindfulness. Remember that self-sabotaging behaviors can often happen without one knowing. Consequently, it is paramount that you practice mindfulness. It's so important. Be mindful of what you're doing. Be mindful of your own behaviors, okay?
And the last one, and maybe the most important, develop a positive mindset because what the F can you do without one? Let's be real.
Be a negative Nancy.
Exactly. And we hate y'all. Okay, Debbie, Nancy,
Nancy
Kathy, Karen,
Kim, Barbara,
all them
Teresa,
names. Any of y'all.
Sharon.
Get your negative mindset out of here. So, develop a positive mindset. Do you approach life with pessimism or optimism? Having a positive mindset cannot be overemphasized. Literally.
But we did.
Literally. I'm going to overemphasize it because it cannot be
the
overemphasized.
The limit does not exist.
A positive thought or action can alter the outcome of an event completely.
Yes. Are you a glass half full or half empty type of gal?
Exactly.
Or guy.
So I embraced having a positive approach to life, and so far, I feel like both of us have done this, and it's been a really awesome experience. I mean,
this isn't to say that we don't have negative moments.
Oh, we
do. Of course, we're human beings. I mean, we're elite, but we're still human. No, but it's been a work in progress, and it's been helpful.
But for real, positivism brightens your mood. It makes you see the best in situations. It also makes you a quick problem solver because you have a positive mindset. So you can look for means to overcome anything that threatens that peace. And this includes self-sabotaging behaviors.
Right. You're not all doom and gloom. The sky is falling.
Old Debbie Downer.
Oh, Gary Gloom and Deborah Doom.
Gary Gloom. That might be a new one.
You heard it here first, people. No, but for real, you have to stay positive, and it's hard. You have to consciously tell yourself, today's going to be a good day, and we're not going to be sent spiraling over just the minor things.
So before we end, I want to know, can you think of an immediate situation where you have self-sabotaged yourself?
Every day of my life.
Just one.
I think my self-sabotaging has showed itself in two types of situations. It's either in relationships or like pre-relationship, like with people I'm just interested in, or work. Like, can I do this? Am I capable? I'm going to say it for the third time this episode, I am very self-critical. I am Mackenzie's own worst enemy.
Yeah.
You've worked with me. You know this. I'm like, I think I'm just always just like, oh, I could have done this better. I could have spent 5 more minutes there. I'm a perfectionist, and I try not to be, because it's not going to ever be perfect.
Yeah.
There's always going to be something that has to be done. But then I'll go home, especially in the previous job we both shared, I would go home and I would kick myself because I could have done one more thing.
Yeah.
I could have done this. I could have spent 15 more minutes. I could have blah, 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 blah. Or in the relationship standpoint, I start to compare myself to maybe who people they've dated in the past.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't look like that. Or, you know, I'm a female. I try not to be. And I consider myself a pretty confident person. So for me to tell y'all my secrets, we're besties.
Get some juicy details.
So, what about you?
Mine is definitely work. Wherever I work, I'm with you where I always feel like I'm not doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I've been there for 12 hours, you know, there's always something else. But I think my biggest self-sabotage is in my hobbies. The things that I enjoy doing, because I'm very hard at taking compliments. So when I do certain things that I love and people like it or reply positively, I tend to be like,
oh, they're just being nice.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Like, are you sure? That's really where I do mine. So in the areas of things that I really love where...
Because they mean so much.
Yes.
They mean so much to you. And it's like you sharing, but then you instantly have like almost instant regret from sharing it.
Right.
And you're like, oh my God, I should have just kept it all to myself. No one would have ever known.
I enjoyed
my own little bubble. Yeah.
That's how I feel. Especially if I make like a beat or something. Like I don't even want people to hear it.
Yeah.
Because if I like it, I'm like, ugh.
If I like it, no one's going to like it.
Right.
But if I hate it, that's when everyone's going to
love it.
Right. So just start tricking your mind and be like, I hate this shit. This shit sucks.
So I feel like we all are victims of this. It's a normal thing, but I feel like you also need to keep your mind in check to be a healthy person.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our most insecure moments are really not even real, and we make them up in our minds.
We make them way bigger in your mind.
So and most people don't even look at you and see any of that shit anyway.
Right. Right. You're walking outside thinking you look like who done it and why, and then you get compliments like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. It always be the days that you don't feel good at all, and people are like, oh my God, you're glowing.
I know.
Or, oh my God, you look so good today. What are you doing? You're like, I ate a whole ass bag of Lay's potato chips last night.
And
what do you mean?
It's sweat. That's the glow.
I haven't showered in 5 days. What do you mean? I'm just kidding. But if you have listened to this episode and something has awakened inside of you, but oh my God, like light bulb moment, I do this or I do that, let us know and share that with us. We love to hear your feedback.
Yeah, and we'll share it anonymously.
If you want.
Of course.
Yeah.
Even if we do, like, it'll be anonymous, but we will share it. We've shared a bunch of pretty funny stories before.
Yeah, and you can do that by DMing us on Instagram at co.signpodcast or... Go to the link in our bio on Instagram and leave us a voice message so you can hear yourself in the next episode.
Yes. And just to confirm, last week we did our episode on Gabby Petito. And I actually got a lot of messages, a lot of feedback before I did that episode. And it was great. And I loved it. Any topic you think of regarding relationships, self-development, anything, please send it to us because we will talk about it eventually. And we love digging into topics that we haven't thought of ourselves already.
Yes. All right, guys, you already know what's up. Every single Tuesday, every single week. Your two favorite girls, you know where to find us. We'll see you then. Bye.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. Oh my God. Oh my God. Uh-huh.